Gotta be where you are. Lord, you worthy. Say, say, Lord, you worthy. Of all the glory, of all the glory, and then you can say, Lord, you worthy. I can sing it. Of all the glory, all the glory. Come on, sing. Lord, you worthy. Lord, you worthy. Of all the glory, come on, sing it. Lord, you're worthy. Of all the glory, come on, sing it. Lord, you're worthy. Of all the glory, sing Lord, you're worthy. Of all the glory. For your glory, I will do everything just to see you. To be glorified, my King. For your glory, I will do everything just to see you. God, you are my King and I want to be where you are. Oh, come on. I've got to be where you are. Come on, I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I'm going to join. I want to be just see you. To be loved, you and my King. For your glory, I will do everything just to see you. To be loved, to be loved for your glory.
Lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the kingdom of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple.
Those that are in hospitals, nursing homes, and convalescent homes. and your people will find it God for the encouragement. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you, me strength from day Did God give you enough strength?
homemakers. He gave me strength in the valley when I didn't know where the blessing was going to come next. He gave me strength in the midst of the valley. And it still reaches to the lowest mountain. It still reaches to the highest mountain. Somebody said the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Thank you.
Somebody said it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It wasn't easy. But my God, 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 my God. I'm going to say it again, my God, he made a way, come on, say it with me, my God, he made a way, my God, he turned my situation around, my God, he took my going out and going, my God, he was the woman that never left me, my God, he was the woman that protected me, my God. He was the one that fed me. He was the one that told me. He was the one that trusted me. He was the one that delivered me. He was the one that made a way. He was the one, the only one.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody just been good to me. Yes.
Thank you. praise God, truly He is a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. He's the great I am. And so I thank God this morning for His love. I thank Him for His peace. Thank Him for His joy. Thank Him for my family, my church family. I just thank God for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I praise God on today, for if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. But because of who He is, I give Him glory this morning. I give Him praise. I give Him honor this morning. Because truly He is worthy to be praised. God bless you today.
Let's thank God for another day. Thanks for another week. Keep doing everything from going on. See my family. Everybody that's here. Good to see everybody once again. Back. Pray to God. Take, bless each and every one of you. Back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
be unlimited. I thank you, Lord, for being there. We as family, pastors, ladies, everyone about that church. Lord, we love you. We don't want to be like Peter. We want you to know that we love you. We are God thankful for each and every one of us. We strive every day for your will and our life. That we can come and use your house by us.
Hallelujah.
And lifting up your name, pray for our lives. And pray for those that should be here tonight. Because you know them, you created them, and in due time, they still be in the house. But in the meantime, we'll lift you up, we'll pray for you, with all the glory. Well, worthy, Lord, to pray that you bless each and every one of us that showed up today and have communion and share your body and your blood and now holy temple creation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless all of us.
Amen. Testimony report. You'll see we got someone on the phone line this morning. Have a testimony for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go to our phone line or to call on 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. If the next morning you don't know if you're going to make it the next day, but the good Lord gave you another second chance to stay above the ground. We're petering out slowly and but surely. We're not lasting much longer, but we know we've got to go. But anyway, it's kind of hard. And I wish you was, I was there and with you, Lord. Being praise you to the good Lord. And I said, thank you, Father, give me another second chance to stay above this ground and give you praise your holy name, for you have been my Father and been so good to us. You have brought us a mighty long way, and we thank you and praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Here, amen. On the line. Amen. We thank God for what right. Amen. Here on the line. All of my family and friends. Wow. Whatever way you're tuning in, by phone, by internet, on my website, we thank you for continuing to be steadfast and unmovable, that you're always abounding in the work of the Lord. We know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, I'm going to ask them to fight, lead us in prayer. I remember all of our young people, amen. I remember all of my parents and guardians, all of those that are looking after the folks, amen. Some of them say they grown.
Thanks to word.
We want you to pray for the grown folks, Lord have mercy. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, amen, they need a little help even though they grown. Amen. Never got a witness. Amen. Pray for the grown folk, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for all of us, amen, because all of us need some help from time to time. And we want to remember our family and friends near and far, that we might be able to give them, amen, a little bit, amen, more of our love, a little bit more of our care and concern, amen. Remember all of the teachers and all of the men and women in uniform all over this world. Remember our president, amen, our congressmen and women, and all of those that are in place of authority, that they may be doing the things that are pleasing in the Lord's sight. That's right.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, our God, it's once again we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace on today, O God. Thanking you for your love and kindness and your faithfulness unto us. Thanking you, O God, on today, Father, for the new mercies of this day, O God. thank you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon each and every one of us, oh God, individually and collectively, Father. We come, oh God, with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips on today, oh God. Just thanking you, God, for another day that you have allowed us, God, to be able to be mobile, to get up and to be able to move, oh God. We thank you, Father, because we live, we move, and we have our very being in you, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity, God, that you've allowed us to come, oh God, and to fellowship on this morning, oh God, and to be in your worship experience this morning. We thank you, oh God, for this communion Sunday, oh God, on today, oh God. Father God, we ask, oh God, your blessings upon this house, oh God. We ask your blessings upon our pastor today, oh God, our first lady today, oh God. We ask that you would gird them up on their remaining side, prop them up where they're weak, and build them up where they feel they're torn down. That you would strengthen them in every area of their lives that they need to be strengthened in. That you would continue, oh God, to lead, guide, and direct them, Father God. And Father God, we come on today, oh God, interceding on behalf of others, oh God. We come interceding on behalf, oh God, of Noah, of Zoe, oh God, of all of our young people, oh God, our children, oh God, our grandchildren, oh God. We come interceding on behalf of Angel on today, oh God. We come interceding on behalf, oh God, of Sister Stephen's son, oh God. You know all about it, God. And so, Father, we leave everything at your altar on today, oh God. Father, we come interceding on behalf of those who are sick, oh God, those in hospitals and nursing facilities, oh God, those that are convalescing at home, those in nursing facilities and those in assisted living places, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your healing virtues, oh God, will go out throughout the land, oh God, on today, oh God, that you would heal, that you will set free, oh God. Father God, we thank you on this day, oh God, that we're able to call on your holy and righteous name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, on today, oh God, for we know, oh God, that prayer makes the difference, oh God. We thank you for answered prayer on today, oh God. Father God, we come lifting up all school teachers and all administrators today. We come lifting up those that are in authority, oh God, on today. Give them the wisdom and the knowledge and the leadership skills that they need, oh God, to lead your people, oh God. We pray on today, Father God, for the President of these United States, oh God, for the Vice President of these United States, oh God, for all of those, oh God, that are in leadership, oh God. They need you, Father God. They need your wisdom. They need your guidance, Father God. Continue to speak to their hearts and their minds and their spirits, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, on this morning, Father God, that you've never left us, Father God, that you've always been with us, Father God, and no matter what we encounter in life, Father God, that you would give us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, oh God. Thank you for the strength that you provide to us each and every day. Thank you for the resources that you have provided for us, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, on this morning, Father God, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And so, Father, we thank you on this day, oh, Father God. And, Father, we come lifting up every bereaved family today, oh, God, that you will comfort them, oh, God, in this their time of sorrow, oh, God. We come lifting up those, oh, God, that don't know you, Father God, that are unsaved, Father God. Prick their hearts on today, Father God, that they might run. I yield to you, Father God. What must I do to be saved, Father? Father, we thank you, oh God, for this gathering on today, oh God, this worship experience on today, oh God. We don't take anything for granted, Father God. And so, Father, we're grateful today, and we come with hearts of gratefulness and thanksgiving, oh God, on today, oh God, blessing and praising your holy and righteous name, Father God. We pray, oh God, for, oh God, Mother Richardson, Pop Richardson, Father God, Sharon Smith, oh God. Oh God, we come, oh God, praying for Elder Mitchell today, oh God. We come today, oh God, praying, oh God, for Elder Sweeney today, oh God. All of your children, all of your sons and daughters in ministry, oh God, all of your servant leaders today, oh God. We're standing, oh God, on your promises, oh God. And Father God, we are not going to let go of your hand, Father God. You brought us too far, Father, to leave us, Father. And I know that you didn't bring us this far just
kingdom right on today. Oh, God, we pray for all, oh, God, of your servant leaders, oh, God, on today, and the prayer warriors everywhere, God. We lift them up to you, Father God. We pray for Minister Jameson on today, oh, God. Touch him, Lord Jesus. You know all about what he's going through, Father God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father God. Give him the strength that he needs, Father God, to hold on to your unchanging hand, Father God. And, Father, we pray for Jamil Moses' mother, oh, God, on this morning, Father God. You know all about that situation, Father God. We pray for Antonio Poindexter this morning, Mother Poindexter this morning, the Poindexter family in its entirety, Father God. Father, we're leaning and we're depending on you, Father God, because you told us in your word, Father God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father. And we know that you are true to your word, Father God. And so we thank you for your word on today. We thank you for your anointing on today. We thank you for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God, that leads, guides, and teaches us, Father God. We love you, we adore you, and we thank you for this opportunity. Oh God, we ask that you, oh God, would forgive us for any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you would create within all of us clean hearts, oh God, that we might serve you better, oh God. And we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Prayer. So beneficial to all of your love. Thank God on its way to Calvary's cross. If you had to pray. Nobody else understood. He turned to his heavenly Father. And he said, Father, it'd be possible. Let the cup pass from me. But because he prayed to his heavenly Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I said, on his way to Calvary's cross. Pray to his heavenly Father. So that's the example of Jesus. Amen. So in that verse, we need to follow the example. Amen. God gave him the strength, and he was able to go in the will of the Father. Amen. So keep praying, church. Man should always pray, not faint. Amen. I want to go for a few moments this morning to the book of Revelation again.
Yes, sir.
And we want to go to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. One of the things that when we study the book of Revelation, the situation sometimes is a little rough when we see what's going to happen to this world. Can I pause right there?
Yes, sir.
It'll be a little rough. What's going to happen to this world? The record declares that this heaven and this earth is going to what? Pass away. Amen. And as we read sections of the book of Revelation, it talks about the great tribulation period where hell on earth, and the suffering, and the situation where people will be in so much turmoil that they would want to die but can't die. And the reason why we go to this particular chapter from time to time is that during the springtime is the time of revival of the church. where the church would go out and spread, share the good news of Jesus Christ. Because the message that John wrote in Revelation, amen, is prefaced by the message of the gospel that he wrote in the Gospel of John, where he says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten what? Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have what? Everlasting life." And so God so loved the world that we talked about a few minutes ago that's going to perish. He talked about this love for the world and those that are in it, amen. When he said the world, he loved those that are in this world, and God loves those people, the people that are in this world today. So much so that he gave his what? His only begotten son. But the thing is, there has to be someone that believes that if you believe, whosoever believes in it would not perish with this world, but have what? Everlasting life. And so God gave him another vision, gave him an assignment, amen, that he would be able to talk about the end times and the coming to the end of this world that God so loved in John 3:16. And so in the springtime, the church should take that word in John 3:16 and be encouraged to be revived to tell somebody, amen, about the good news of Jesus, that you don't have to perish and go the way of this world. And the only way, amen, that they're going to hear it, amen, is that the church, amen, the ecclesia, those who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light, have a voice, amen, that will proclaim to the world what thus says the Lord, amen. And by faith they will receive salvation in Jesus Christ. But Dr. Lindsay, the word and the record declares that faith comes by what? Hearing. And the hearing what? Of the word what? Of God. So in other words, in order for us, in order for them, for every generation that was saved, past, present, and going into the future, there had to be someone that had a relationship with God, that knew about the salvation of God, that knew God's plan of salvation, and was willing to share it with somebody so that they could hear it and by faith, amen, be able to receive Jesus as their Savior. God gave the great command and the great commission when he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of what? The world." You see, the tie between the John 3:16, the world, the tie between Matthew 19 and 20. You see the tie of God talking to the seven churches because he doesn't want anyone to perish, amen, in this world. But we have to be the church. We have to be the called out. We have to be the ones that understand that there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's going to be utter destruction, other devastation, that the blood of this world will be running rampant through the streets. So we have to be compassionate enough to be able to tell them that the blood of man will be running through the streets. But the blood of Jesus will never what? Lose what? Its power. And so when we look at Revelation, the 12th chapter, God shows John the picture of the war that took place. The war that is taking place. The war that's going to take place. Because Jesus came and he said that he was the God who was, who is, and is to come. There are things that have passed, there are things that are now, and there are things that are to come. And all of this is to prepare mankind that he will be able to receive Jesus and be able to overcome with Jesus by the blood of Jesus so that they would not have to perish with this world. And so we have to be shaken sometimes by the devastation that the Bible talks about to motivate us, amen, to be able to tell somebody in this dying world that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So in this chapter 12, strap your seatbelt on and we'll see this devastation that John was shown by God. Chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head crowns of 12 stars." Talking about, amen, the tribes that would ultimately deliver the Lord Jesus Christ. 12 tribes that God spoke to that would be his people that would deliver Jesus Christ to this world for salvation. The 12 tribes that Matthew talked about, that Jesus came down through 40 and two generations, and that Jesus came on the scene because he was the Messiah that was prophesied that God would send to deliver mankind from the power and the penalty of sin. In verse 2 it says, "And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered." In other words, in order for Jesus to come down through those 42 generations, there was a great battle. There was great strife. There was great turmoil. There was great opposition to your salvation. Look at somebody says, my salvation, amen, had to endure, amen, great resistance. Our salvation had to endure great pain. Our salvation had to endure great trauma, just like a woman, amen, in her late stages of pregnancy where she's about to deliver the child, the birth pains, amen, the contractions, the pain, amen, is intense, amen. And so there was a delivery of Jesus to this world with great pain and great contractions in order for us to be able to be delivered from the power and the penalty of sin. It was great travail and great trauma. And so in verse 3 it says, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head." And this represents the power seat, amen, of Satan, the power structure of Satan in heaven, against the power structure in heaven of God and his 12 tribes with his 12 angels to deliver salvation to this world. And if you could see the picture, amen, Satan didn't want God to deliver Jesus to this world so we could be delivered from the sin. And because he didn't want us to be delivered from sin, amen, there was a great battle in heaven. Verse 4 says, "And his tail," in verse 3 it says, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head." And verse 4 it says, "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born." In other words, my brothers and sisters, before Jesus could be born into the world and before he could do his earthly ministry, the enemy of God tried to destroy him. Think about that. The enemy of God, amen, tried to hack and tried to eliminate your and my salvation and the salvation that God promised through John, through the prophets. Trying to eliminate Jesus from fulfilling the duty, the assignment that he has from God to go to Calvary's cross, to shed his blood, amen, and to die for the sins of the world that we might be brought back into the right relationship with God. Satan drew a third part of the angels out of the sky and put them in this earth, amen, to be an enemy, a spiritual opposition to your salvation. Listen. There is a spiritual opposition to your salvation. There's a spiritual opposition to the blessing that God would have for you. There's a spiritual enemy, amen, that accuses us day after day before God, amen, that we're not worthy of salvation and how bad and how unreliable and how unworthy we are. But because God loves us so much, even though we were unworthy, amen, he still sent his only begotten son into a dying unclean world, a world that hated him, a world that spit on him, a world that reviled him, a world that was disobedient. But because of this agape love, that God loved us in spite of us, he was willing to go to Calvary's cross that we might be redeemed from the power and the penalty of sin. So he threw a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered to devour. And as soon as it was born, and he brought forth a man-child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. In other words, in spite of the enemy's opposition, in spite of the enemy's efforts, in spite of the enemy's trying, in spite of the battle that the enemy raged against God's plan, God ultimately got the victory. Glory to God. Aren't you glad today, amen, that in spite of all the things that the enemy tried to do, in spite of all the things, amen, that the enemy tried to put in your way, in spite of the battles, amen, that went on in heaven, amen, God was able to prevail. Jesus was able to live. Jesus was able to minister. Jesus was able to die. Jesus was able to be raised. And now Jesus is enthroned in God, sitting at the right hand of Jesus, right hand of God, with all power in his what? Hand. He has made his enemies his what? Footstool. Says he rules with the nations with rod of iron. Verse 60 says, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there 1,260 years. In other words, there's going to be a period of time, amen, where the enemy, amen, is going to run rampant and try to punish those that were a part of delivering the Jesus Christ to this world. My brothers and sisters, during the church age, amen, we will be persecuted, we'll be hated, we'll be scorned because we continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. Don't think that you were delivered by the power of the blood, that you are not standing out like a sore thumb, that you're not a peculiar people, that you're not the ones that are called out, that shine light in darkness, and because of your light that you shine, because of the bloodstained banner that you shine, because you are part of the church of the true and the living God, there's going to be struggle, there's going to be trials, there's going to be a suffering, there's going to be tribulation, there's going to be times, amen, where you want to give up, amen, but because God overcame, we have overcome also. We have overcome because our Lord and Savior has overcome. So in spite of all the things that you go through, Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you will also what? Reign with me. So during this period of time, it says in verse 7, and there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought against his angels. And in your spiritual heavenly mind, you can see, amen, the battle that's going on for your salvation and my salvation. You'll see the battle that's going on for the deliverance of Jesus from the hands of the enemy during his earthly ministry. You see the battle that is going on between good and evil that is raging in heaven and is raging on earth because of the third of the angels that are working for Satan are battling back and forth and back and forth. And every day you wake up, you can see the powers of darkness and the powers of evil trying to overtake the forces of good that are trying to corrupt this world, that are trying to turn man against man and turn them away from a true and a living God that loves them in spite of them. And every day you see the world crying out, amen, turn from your wicked ways back to the prophets and those of the Old Testament that said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then I will hear from heaven, forgive them of their sins and what? Heal their land. So the battle rages even today. The battle goes on. Every time Dr. Lindsay, Dr. Sykes go before the Lord in prayer, Every time you bow your head and give thanks to God for the many blessings in your life. Every time you bow and give God the praise for what he's doing in your life. Every time you allow your light to shine in this world, you are coming against the forces of darkness that Paul wrote about in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we are instructed by Paul to put on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to stand in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the tribulation in this world, that we will have the power of God inside of us that is also around us, that is shielding us, that we will be able to stand in the midst of the onslaught of the enemy. So, says in verse 8, and I'm glad about it, Dr. Lindsay, and even though the dragon fought against Michael, come on now, the archangel of God, says in verse 8, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. In other words, God was able to secure our salvation by allowing the blood of Jesus to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. In other words, what had happened is that Jesus came down through those 42 generations. But those 42 generations were fraught with war and turmoil and strife. But the enemy knew that if he could just stop him, if he could just prevent him from going to Calvary's cross, that he would be able to have victory over God's creation. But aren't you glad today that God got enough power? That God got all power, that even though you come and fight against him, the record declares that Paul says that even though they'll form the weapon, no weapon that is formed against you. In other words, Dr. Sykes, they'll fight against you. They'll come against you. They'll form the weapon. They'll use the weapon. But aren't you glad today that even though the weapons are formed in you, that no weapon that is formed against you shall So he goes on to begin to talk about the end of Satan and his folk. Come on now. Aren't you glad today that the enemy, amen, has but a limited time? In other words, his time of reigning is limited. His time of destruction is limited. His time of existing to accuse you falsely and to trouble God is what? Limited. And so when you look at verse 9, he says, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called what? The devil and Satan, which deceived the what? That word again, the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out, what? With him. In other words, his time came to an end. His time of being in heaven and reigning in heaven, amen, came to an end. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the price that was given way back in the book of Genesis, when God told Adam and Eve that if you eat of this tree of knowledge, you would surely die. Amen. And the record says that Satan deceived the woman. Amen. And the man, her husband, amen, did eat with her. And they lost a right relationship with God. Spiritually, they had died, and the connection spiritually with God was broken. But God said in that Genesis 3, 15, that he'll put enmity between your seed and his seed, and you shall bruise his head, and he shall bruise his heel. In other words, the battle lines were drawn way back in the book of Genesis, and here we are in the book of Revelation. God made a plan way back in Genesis where he killed the innocent blood of an animal and clothed Adam and Eve with the skin. He gave the example of what would be needed. The sacrifice that would be needed was the innocent shedding of blood to be the propitiation of sin of man.
Yeah.
God said in Romans, the 5th chapter, and I'm getting ready to take my seat, he said, if one man got you into it, I'm going to send another man to get you out. I declare today that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God so loved the world so much. Have I got a witness that he gave his only begotten son? And as hard and as strong as Satan may have tried to take Jesus out, I'm here to tell you that the blood of Jesus on Calvary's cross delivered us and delivered the promise of salvation. The record said they stretched him wide and hung him high. The record said that they put a crown of thorns on his head and nails in his feet and nails in his hand. The record said that the blood came streaming down. Aren't you glad today that God delivered through the power of the blood of Jesus? Aren't you glad today that now we have a testimony that if we receive him by faith, that our life will be saved and our suffering will be delivered because the power and the power of the blood of Jesus. It came against the enemy. He fought bad. He fought strong. But aren't you glad the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus has power to deliver? The song we said, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Aren't you glad today that no matter where you are, whether you're on the mountaintop or whether you're in the valley, the blood of Jesus, the one that went to Calvary and shed his blood for me, the one that went to Calvary and delivered us, the one that went to Calvary and paid a price that nobody else could pay, the blood of Jesus that gives you strength from day, from day, from day, from day to day.
In other words, after the enemy has been defeated, Dr. Lindsay says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now here comes salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Say, that's all right. You can accuse me day and night, but the power of Jesus, the power of God's Christ, the power of God's blood came down through 42 generations. He suffered, he bled, he died. But aren't you glad that really on Sunday morning he got up with all power in his name, in his hand? Aren't you glad he went to Calvary? Aren't you glad he defeated death, the grave, and the enemy? Aren't you glad that there's no power greater than the power of God? Aren't you glad the blood still has the power to save to the utmost? Aren't you glad there is a fountain filled with blood that flows up from the natural vein? Aren't you glad that sinners can still blood and the still blood beneath the blow and lose all their guilt and shame? I'ma say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood that flows, power that flows, healing that flows, deliverance that flows, sin, guilt, and shame. All we got to do is finish up what he left on record for you. Dr. Tank, we need to tell somebody about the goodness of God. We need to tell them about the blood of Jesus. Verse 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, that they loved not their life unto death. We need to tell somebody that we're on the battlefield for our Lord, and I promise them that I was serving till I die, and I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Let your testimony, let your word say it was nothing, nothing but the blood. It was nothing, nothing but the blood that gave me power. The blood, the shed wonder-working blood. of the blood of Jesus. The power, have you ever been weak? The blood that gives me strength from day, from day, from day, from day, from day, from day, from day to day. It will never, never, never. God, you're crazy. Satan has been defeated. We'll say that again. Death, you're crazy. Satan has been defeated. He's going to take and pack up death, the grave. Satan, put him in that hell, and then lake of fire, and deposit all of that in the lake of fire. Child said, I saw a new heaven. I saw a new earth. Revelator said the streets are paved with chill coats. Hell gave this city. Now you can come and go as you please. Not going to need no S-U-N out there because the paint is going to be lit by the S-O-P of God. Hell gave the city. City street paint with dope. The revelator said no more crying. No more dying. Folks that went on to be with the Lord, you won't see grandpa. You won't see granddad. You won't see all the ones that, but the ones that was with you and overcame by the word of his testimony and the blood. I can't tell it all. I've been here all day. I've been here all day, but that's what the record is clear. Aren't you glad? Jesus went to Calvary, said he was rescued, like you and me. I'm ready to say I once was lost, but now I'm blind. But now I'm let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to get a little rough. It's going to get a little tough. As long as you keep holding up that bloodstained banner. Come on now. Keep giving your testimony. Keep telling how you overcome by word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. It's going to be a great getting up morning. Come on now. It's going to be a great getting up morning. Come on now. Somebody going to say, how I got hope. How I made it through. It was nothing but the word of my testimony and the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but I've seen some rough stuff on this world. But I'm glad today that this old world, it ain't gonna be long. Somebody said it's gonna pass away. Somebody said in the word of God, there's gonna be a new heaven. There's gonna be a new earth. And God's gonna be the son of the heaven. Aren't you glad today? You'll be known as we're known. In other words, you know me and I'll know you. But we're gonna have a different name because God's gonna give you a new day. Aren't you glad today? You're not gonna live on the street that you live right now. But God said in his word that he was going away to prepare a place for you. And if he goes, he'll come again and receive you to himself. You got a new street. You got a new name. You got a mansion with your name on it. And it's mine. It's yours. Christ will be risen, and those who remain will be caught up.
Choice. Ready for a community service. Amen.